As the end of the year grows closer, it's time for many high schoolers to make the big decision. What do I want to do with my life? With a national focus on the war against terrorism, some students say it's changed their outlook on their future. ATME's Catherine Petros has the story.
After finishing high school, there seems to be a limitless list of choices to make about the direction of your life and a million paths from which to choose. Some students take a break from school, some go straight to work, and some go right to college, and many students choose to enlist in various branches of the military. East High senior Arthur Orr is one of these students. He says he aims to make a lifelong career out of the military and decided to go directly into basic training for the Army after graduation.
It was kind of a dare for myself. I like to go ahead and challenge my fear because... I guess you could say my family calls me a daredevil.
Students learn about military options several ways. Military recruiters make frequent visits to high school campuses, and school counselors are aware of the opportunities. At East High School, career resource advisor Vonnie Gaither says some students need help finding direction.
When students come to me and they seem to be lost, not sure they want to go to college, not sure exactly what they want to do, then I tell them to talk to a recruiter. They don't necessarily have to sign anything or say I'm going in the military, but at least talk to them for the various information.
Gaither's been the career resource advisor at East for 8 years and says she's a firm believer in having recruiters at school.
Gives the kids options. Not all students are ready to attend college right out of high school. And also, some do not have the necessary grades or course classes, so it gives them other choices to make.
Gaither also says times are changing and that recruiters are looking for a different breed of student.
You have to have a high school diploma. It used to be a place where the bad guys can go. Well, now the military wants the college educated and not the bad guys.
Students also get interested in the military through JROTC. That's the Junior Reserve Officers Training Corps. Although JROTC class is not used to recruit students, it is a stepping stone that helps some students decide their future. High school senior Alexandria Guild has been in JROTC at East for the last 2 years and is a captain in the class. Guild says taking JROTC has definitely helped prepare her for her future. She's planning on joining the Air Force. But, she says, it has other benefits too.
Oh, it's just a good experience. You meet new people, you get to try new things. Don't really care for the push-ups, but...
Guild says she's partially inspired to join the Air Force by family members who were in the military, but she says there's even more to it than that.
I just really want to be a fighter pilot. It just seems exciting and different, something that you don't really hear about from teenage girls, and I want to prove those guys wrong, prove them that we are just as good as them.
Army recruiter Leo Pritchard is an E-5 sergeant and has been in the Army for 8 years. He says going to high schools is important because recruiters have a chance to tell students what the Army is really like.
9 times out of 10, people think all we do is eat bugs, roll in the mud, paint our face green, and jump out of airplanes. That's not what the Army is about.
Sergeant Pritchard says recruiting in high schools helps generate interest in those students who are unfamiliar with the military, and it helps the recruiters discover students with potential.
When we are in the high schools, we're looking for the highest quality soldier.
Sergeant Pritchard says although the effects are indirect, people have been influenced by 9/11 and the war on terrorism. He says it's infused youth with a greater sense of patriotism.
The teens are looking towards the services now in a different light than they did 10 years ago. 10 years ago, most people looked at the military as a last resort. Now they're looking at the military as a first line to giving something back to the community, protecting their families, standing up for what they believe in.
Anthony Lopez, who is now 21, enlisted in the Army shortly after his 20th birthday. At the time, he was pursuing a career in culinary arts, but he decided to join, just as his father and grandfather had done before him.
I kind of stopped what I was doing and told my dad I wanted to join the military, and he said, I love you, son. Go ahead and do it. Have fun. So I did.
Shortly afterward, Lopez went to basic training.
The first 4 weeks is hell, like everyone else says. But you do a lot of things that no one else would ever do.
Lopez says his drill sergeants were mean and that getting them angry was the worst. He even admits to crying once. Even so, he says the pain of endless push-ups during basic couldn't compare with the feeling of finding out he was going overseas.
I was still in basic training. and the drill sergeants were being funny. They thought it'd be a funny joke to tell us where we were going after basic training. They're like, Lopez, you're going to Fort Hood, Texas. Oh yeah, you're probably gonna go to Iraq. I'm 20 years old and I don't wanna go to war.
Lopez's tour in Iraq was short. He says for the most part he drove tanks. He says he grew close to the supportive group of soldiers he toured with, and that helped comfort him. Lopez says it was encouraging when women and children approached him to shake his hand. After 2 months, an injury sent Lopez home.
I was driving really fast. 75-ton tank can go about 80 miles an hour straight away, so it's pretty fast. And we were going through a sandstorm, and my tank commander says, hit it, Lopez, let's get the hell out of here. And I just kept on going. I hit a sand burn or hill. The tank jumped, hit some air, and I landed nose first, and my knees went straight into the dashboard.
Despite his injury, Lopez says his Army experience changed him as a person. He says he's more mature and respectful. Lopez says he encourages high school seniors who want to go to college to continue with those plans, while he recommends the Army for those who think they'd benefit from structure in their lives. Unlike the previous East High seniors, instead of going directly to basic, Amber Madrid plans to graduate from JROTC to a college ROTC program. After college, Madrid will spend at least 4 years on active duty. Knowing there's always the possibility of being called to go overseas, Madrid says she's ready for anything.
Whatever happens, happens. They'll assign me to a job. If I don't pick one myself, they'll put me where they need me. I'll do what they need me to do. I'll go where they need me to go. I think we live in a great country, and we all owe it something.
Madrid says everyone who can should serve the country, whether it's in the military or not. For At Me, I'm Catherine Petros.